Good morning, this is Dr. Leonard with Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Today we're going to talk about when should you call your veterinarian. It's always one of those subjects that I get asked quite a bit. I'm going to go through a few things here and hopefully give you some guidance. If your dog's repeatedly coughing, you know, coughing all the time, maybe even keeping you up at night, you need to talk to me. One of the common reasons for that would be something wrong with the heart. Sometimes it's from a sore throat. Sometimes it's actually from pneumonia. As a matter of fact, we've had about 8 cases of pneumonia in the last 3 weeks, so certainly it happens in dogs and cats both. Difficulty breathing, and when I talk about that, I'm talking about going really having trouble breathing. Could very well be some kind of allergic reaction. It's something you need to get a hold of me right away. Sometimes it's something caught in their throat. So when you have a puppy, make sure you're able to open his mouth so that if there is something caught in his throat, you can get it back out again. Unusual laziness or lethargy. Why is your dog or cat lying around? To be real honest with you, one of the biggest reasons is constipation. Give me a call. We'll talk about how to deal with that. Sometimes they get worn out. You know, they went and played with the grandkids over the weekend and they come back Monday morning, your dog sleeps all day and you go, what's the matter with you? Well, it's possible he's just tired. Sometimes if the family's had human influenza, the respiratory stuff, your dog can definitely get that. I actually had 2 cases where I think cats got it this year. Cats, it's pretty rare, but dogs, it's fairly common. Reduced ability to exercise. In other words, your dog gets up or your cat and they just don't really want to move. To be real honest with you, arthritis is the most common reason. You need to give me a call and talk about that. We have quite a few medicines for dogs with arthritis. There is a new one coming on the market. We haven't been able to get it yet for cats, which will be the first one. Most of those are what we call NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. That would be like aspirin, ibuprofen, naproxen, Celebrex on the human side. One note here, never, ever give your cat Tylenol, acetaminophen. It's very, very poisonous to cats. Dogs, you can give it once or twice, but don't make a habit of that either. Reluctance to play. All at once, your dog is kind of going, well, I don't think I want to play ball today. Why is that? Well, usually it goes back to some kind of pain. Don't know whether it's neck pain or whatever, but some kind of pain. The other reason for reluctance to play is constipation. If any of you have ever been constipated, you'll know what I'm talking about. You get severely constipated, everything goes. No appetite, no energy, a lot of pain, just lots of discomfort. What about loss of appetite? Sometimes the loss of appetite is the food that you're feeding your dog. Maybe it's a new bag, and that new bag has something in it that your dog doesn't like. Just because you buy the same bag every time doesn't mean the ingredients are the same. As the commodity prices change, corn and soybeans, wheat, when those change, a lot of times food manufacturers will change what's in the food. It doesn't mean the food is bad. It may mean that your dog just doesn't like it. Toxic foods. What do I mean by that? Well, your dog goes out and chews on that dead rabbit that's been under the tree for 3 or 4 days, or gets a hold of a bird that he shouldn't get a hold of. A lot of times that'll cause him to lose his appetite because you get some kind of toxin out of those. And then just any generalized infection. Sometimes the infection of a bad tooth will do it. Several reasons for that to occur. Unexplained vomiting. What does that mean? Well, first off, you need to know that dogs and cats both have the ability to vomit at will. That's why you get those hairballs on your floor in the middle of the night that you step on from your cat. He wanted to puke that hairball up, and sure enough, he can just do it without being really sick. So, unexplained vomiting, however, sometimes they'll eat grass. Anytime we see dogs eating grass, as a general rule, it means they're kind of got an upset stomach. We don't understand what the association is there, but certainly there is. Sore throats and tonsillitis will also be unexplained vomiting. Here's a place to stop and tell you something that's extremely important to you, and that is, how do you make your dog vomit? Hydrogen peroxide. If you don't have hydrogen peroxide in your house, get some. For dogs, you give them a teaspoon to 2 tablespoons every 10 minutes until they vomit. And believe me, they will vomit. Just keep giving them the peroxide till they puke it up. We see this a lot with rat poisonings and things like that. Excessive scratching. First reason for excessive scratching, always, fleas. Number one reason. We've talked about fleas before. Allergies. Remember, your dog or your cat can be allergic to anything that you're allergic to, including you. Sometimes there's oddball things that cause scratching like mange and dry skin, seborrhea. Those are things that you need to see us about, and so give us a call. Every time your dog or cat gets hit by a car, they need to be checked out quickly. That's a reason for calling me. and all dogs carrying a leg, in other words, not putting any weight at all on the leg, should be brought in because chances are it's broken. This is Dr. Keith Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center. Give us a call at 243-2121 for all of your pet pointers.